Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And hello to Maria in Germany. Hope you're doing fine tonight. Saw you sent me a message earlier. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody who's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And in addition, a big shout-out to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, keeping things going. The FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail haulers out there, and the great job you do, giving us our letters and our packages and all that great stuff, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon folks either at the warehouse and our Amazon drivers. Heard from a couple of guys that are headed northbound today up to Atlanta. Heard from just a little while ago. And you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And you can follow us on the web by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Remember, if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us broadcasting over there. We stream live over there when the show is live, and then we play the stream of the latest show all day and all night until we get back into this next show, and then you get that live again. So that's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from up there in the mountaintop looking down here and us little folks down here in the village, you've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. Okay, and we got, what do we got
good
today?
Morning.
We got, oh, it's 48 degrees according to my little thermometer.
Yeah, it's not warm.
Little brisk here in the frilly edges around the city. All righty. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, just when we, you couldn't get by with the crazies doing their thing in Michigan last night at Michigan State University, you had this bird in a U-Haul truck that decided to run down a bunch of people on the sidewalk, and come to find out the guy's nuts, crazy, schizophrenic. The brother said he never should have been out on the street.
Yeah, this one had remnants of, a terror attack.
Right.
And that was my first thought, but, we're in a very bad place across this country. I mean, we just got through talking about the shooting in Michigan State. Mm-hmm. Then we have this. All these politicians always seem to be the solution is you know, more gun control.
Right.
Well, we never seem to talk about the criminals themselves. We never seem to talk about the entire mental state of people. I mean, you know, we have a sense of despair and depression and anger and fear across this country. And, you know, when that happens, people with those kinds of desperations, what do? They do something nutty. And I think that's part and parcel of what this cat did with this U-Haul truck yesterday.
Yeah, could be. Now, the Department of Defense officials have declined to rule out the possibility that objects recently shot down over the United States could have been extraterrestrial origins. And the general, the Air Force general in charge of all of this, General Glenn Van Herk, said off camera that they haven't ruled anything out yet. And then right away, here comes the Biden White House. Oh, no, it's not anything like that at all. So what's going on?
He was asked the question if about aliens or extraterrestrials, and
yep,
that's why he said he hasn't ruled anything out.
Sure.
Okay. So then here comes little Miss Binder Frenchie in the White House, and she says twice the exact same words, repeated it, and said it has nothing to do. There are no extraterrestrials or aliens. So it's kind of like, we're not on message here, ladies and gentlemen. and, you know, there's millions of people across this country that are completely indifferent to all of this. Oh, we shot it down, no problem. There's a bigger picture here that needs to be necessarily understood. This is a colossal breach of our national security.
Yep.
We've never shot... I can't remember anything outside of Pearl Harbor where we've had to literally shoot down something above our own country.
Yep.
Can you? I can't.
Nope.
Now, the question becomes, what is the country of origin? Well, we know the first balloon, was Chinese.
Yeah.
Well, you know, nothing else about these other things.
We'll get into that on the way back, and then we're going to talk about an article that Denise wrote, and you're going to want to hear about that yesterday. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back, and today's Tuesday.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance, and Geico has been saving people money. We're going on about 85 years now, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the website Geico, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for almost just about anything you own, and they'll offer coverage for your car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV to go along with that, and they can even help you, you want to talk about saving money, by bundling your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance all together on the same policy. You will save a boatload of money. So go over to the website, Geico, GEICO.com, where you can either have it done there on the website for you, or you can find out where your local agent is and get a hold of your agent, make an appointment, and have them give you a cost comparison checkup. But Geico, GEICO.com, Geico.com, the website to go over and check out to save money on your insurance. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to get into an article that you wrote about the Chinese and their low-level balloon program. Tell us how this all came about.
Well, one particular event that happened, and it was last week, that really went missed by pretty much everybody in the press, was the fact that almost immediately after the balloon that we shot down, the balloon, not the object, but the balloon, the Department of Commerce identifies I think it was five, six, a half a dozen companies, Chinese companies. They sanctioned them and or blacklisted them. Let me put it that way. They blacklisted them, meaning that we can no U.S. business can do any transactions or partnerships or contracts or anything with these companies. Now, that was curious to me. Department of Commerce blacklisted these companies. We didn't put them on a sanctions list coming out of the Treasury Department. It was just the Department of Commerce. But having said that, I started to look at these companies, and one of the common denominators is this cat out of China who is a advanced aircraft design expert. And he's also a part of a university over there in China. Well, there's been a pile of diplomatic cables and so forth where from our entire State Department or get information about these things that are happening in China. But this goes back to about 2014 or so. And this cat had delivered or created these airships, which is part of a huge Chinese program. And these airships come in all shapes and sizes and do all kinds of really interesting, terrifying things. Now, we actually had one, I think it was last year, that was over Subic Bay, which is a U.S. base, or used to be a U.S. base, that we shuttered, and I think we reopened it in the Philippines. Well, there was one there, too. Now, these particular balloons, if you will, have different shapes to them. Some of them can look cylindrical. Doesn't mean that it's cylindrical going up and down, but laterally.
Right.
Well, I started looking even a little bit further, and these things actually have the ability to transmit data to what I call clustered ground hubs. In other words, there are these things that are on the ground, and they transmit data, or the ground hubs have data in them, and they get transferred up to the mothership, and then or up to the balloon, and then the balloon transfers the data to the mothership. But what's particularly frightening about all of this is that Georgia Tech actually collaborated. It has a program where it was collaborating, and maybe other universities, with the School of Traffic and Transportation Engineering out of China and the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering out of the National University of Singapore. So this tells me, interestingly enough, that we know a whole lot more about this cat and his work because of what the Department of Commerce did, blacklisting him.
Mm-hmm.
So it also then tells me that because of this, our government knows more about the very first balloon than they're telling the public.
Right.
And what's particularly fascinating, and I just saw where the recovery teams here off of the coast of South Carolina has actually recovered sensor and electronic parts.
Right.
Okay? So those sensors kind of go back to what I was saying about the, you know, the ground hubs, these clustered things that could be on the ground. Nobody's talked about that. In fact, I asked one of the congressmen that I text every once in a while, and sometimes I get answers and sometimes I don't. But have we sent any kind of search teams out to the sensitive military sites that we have that this balloon traveled over to see if there are some foreign objects on the ground that have been placed there or that were dropped there.
Right.
That are, and nobody has actually asked that question. We know the first balloon was there to collect. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we have no admission or declaration by any of, of our government officials, meaning Secretary Austin, worthless,
uh-huh.
or Jake Sullivan, or, you know, anybody out of the Air Force or NORAD or NORTHCOM that mm-hmm. has said anything that's viable. But, yeah, once again, it's kind of like we have universities here in the United States that have been and are collaborating with Chinese entities, just like we did when it came to the pandemic and the research we were doing on COVID.
Mm-hmm. Well, they used to have, going back to Vietnam, they used to have devices they would drop from the air that were listening devices, and it looked like a thermometer, but it had a transmitter on it, and it would transmit. You could hear the people along the Ho Chi Minh Trail talking, and this is kind of what this sounds like to me.
Well, you know, I'm disappointed that we don't have some people in the press that are not doing some harder work on this and asking some of these questions. Not that you would get the answers, because this government of ours isn't getting anybody any answers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these components of this ZWU, or these designs, they include some fascinating things. And the particular fabrics that are part of the balloon, high-definition observation gear, what kind of gas goes in them, you know, if it's what kind of helium, robotics that are part of this, making them steerable, the solar components, the semiconductor components. This is a terrifying condition here. And there's one particular company called Eagles Men Aviation Science and Technology Group. That's particularly the one I'm most interested in, because in 2013, this group got an actual patent to make the airship skins stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the ability, because this Wu character actually told Chinese media that these things can fly around the globe.
All righty. Sounds familiar. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Maybe we'll have some more to talk about with this. Who knows?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Try it on over there. Find out about all the stuff that she writes over there. And you'll know what she knows when she knows it. In the meantime, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The suspect who opened fire, killing three people and critically wounding five others on the campus of Michigan State University, is dead. MSU Police Interim Deputy Chief Chris Rossman held a news conference overnight.
That suspect is, we now know, is a 43-year-old male. That 43-year-old male is not affiliated in any way with Michigan State University. He's not a student, faculty, staff. And we have no idea why he came to campus to do this.
A rare 1908 Harley-Davidson motorcycle is now the most expensive bike ever sold at auction. Mercom Auction in Las Vegas took to Facebook to share that the strapped tank motorcycle sold for $935,000 on January 28th. The record-breaking bike had been restored, but is believed to be the only one of a dozen or so left in the world. Julio Flores, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news. Got some important things to talk about here this morning. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. I then asked to take the tour of one of their campuses. We'll tell you all about them after they tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check them out, see what they have to offer, see what they have to say, and you'll know what they know. And the best part of it is you'll know that they have two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, the first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here where I'm at. I'm here in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. But in both cases, you could ask to take the tour. That's very simple. You pick up the call, phone line, and you call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800 859-2080. Ask to take the tour. Now, when you do, if you want to take the tour of each one of their campuses and see what's different, you can do that. You'll get a chance to talk to the students. You get a chance to talk to some of the teachers. And you'll get a chance to talk to some of the loan officers that handle either the student loans or the government loans for the veterans that come through, because the GI Bill is very much welcome there at National Aviation Academy. And a number of people come right out of the service after they do their tour duty, whatever it happens to be, whether or not they're in there as a career serviceman or whether or not they're in there just for 4 years or whatever the case may be. And then they come up and they become an aviation maintenance tech, never look back, and away they go. Now, if you just happen to be listening to me and you're a short timer and you're already a military aviation tech or doing something on the flight line with the aircraft, you would stand a very good chance of being able to take what's called the refresher course and expedite your transition to the civilian world as an aviation maintenance technician. What that means is you would be able to jump into a job paying you $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year a whole lot sooner than John Q. Public, who has to come over and take the 14-month course because they have no background in the air, in the field. So there you go. So think about that as you ponder your fate, is what you might want to do. Again, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu for National Aviation Academy. And the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. And you'll be in Lake Flynn. National Aviation Academy. Okay. Back to the drawing board. All you're hearing about lately is things being shot down by our fighter aircraft. Well, one of them, surprise, surprise, an F-16, failed to shoot down what they were aiming at. They were flying over the U.S. when their first missile went awry and was missed. They missed the target. Now, somebody said, and I don't know if it's true or not because I haven't heard anyone else say it, but somebody said that the electronics on the device that they were aiming at might have kicked into overdrive and moved the missile away from the target. That is possible to do. Don't know, but that is possible to do. And then they had to fire a second missile. Now, these missiles that they're using, they run about $400,000 a piece. So they wasted $400,000 and we're not hearing where the missile went. Well, I'm sure it went out there somewhere and hit something. What the something was, we don't know. Maybe some space junk that'll be falling to the Earth soon. So that's just another little point of information for you. Now, we know that an unidentified object was downed over Lake Huron. We know that a fighter aircraft shot down a car-sized object flying near Alaska. We know that Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada asked the United States to shoot down an object over Canada somewhere up near the Arctic Circle. And we know that there have been other sightings, but so far, if we can't get them and they're not in range and we don't see them fast enough, then we don't get them at all. they go out and they continue to fly around doing what they're doing. These are slippy little rascals. These are slippery little rascals. And they're not all balloons. They're not all balloons. Now, Denise wrote an article, Denise Simon, and if you go over to founderscode.com, you'll see the article, and you'll see some illustrations as to what some of these devices are that are up there flying around look like. A couple of them look like supersonic air jets. But they're drone-type flightware. And that was very obvious by taking a look at what they had there and the way it was set up. And this, of course, was from China. Now, sooner or later, Russia's going to get in the mix here with their stuff because they've apparently got some of this stuff, too. And if they keep seeing China being successful doing what they're doing, just a matter of time before they try. And that's just my humble opinion. Because we created ourselves quite a mess. Quite a mess. But, again, who's to determine how far these people are able to go? Because right now, and this is what's really troublesome, right now, one of our congressmen, Mike McCall, is deeply concerned over the fact that the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down on February the 4th actually flew over three of our most sensitive nuclear sites on a mission to obtain intelligence on the U.S. nuclear capability in preparation for a possible future conflict over Taiwan. So said the Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman, Michael McCall. I don't doubt him for a second. I don't doubt him for a second. And neither should you. Because when you got all these UAVs up there flying around doing different things, what the hell are they looking for? Well, they're looking for our capability to respond to whatever it is that they might do, and as far as what type of intelligence assessment we might be able to make. They're trying to get a one-up on us before we get involved in some sort of future conflict, which seems to be coming if you take a look at the signs around you. All right. We will be back. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be right back with us. Don't go anywhere. It is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Well, that made me hungry. All righty, we will be at Mission Barbecue in West Waters today from 11:30 to 1:30. Hope you can stop on by and say howdy, howdy. It's always a good time. We have a great conversation, great group of people that show up, and there you go. Now, don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, namely Moss Acura. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Now, their Acura dealership is on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Nissan dealership that they've got right there. So why don't you check them out online by going to mossnissan.com or mossacura.com. Actually, you can go to Moss Nissan, too. Either one works. But mossacura.com, go over there, check them out online, and see what they have to offer. And remember that if you serve, you save. What that means is all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're active or retired, whether you've been EMS, whether you've been a firefighter, whether you've been a police officer, and all church pastors wind up getting a tremendous discount on a vehicle. Now, as if that's not good enough, how about the Moss Care that you get for the life of the vehicle you buy? That's oil changes and tire rotations free for the vehicle that you get your hands on there, whatever it is, new or pre-owned. You'll be glad you did. Check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hey, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I was telling you during the break that Denise and I were talking about Mike McCall and some things that he was talking about when it comes to the Russia, the Chinese and the Russians and all that sort of stuff, and these missiles that are being fired and to take down these balloons. But it's not all about balloons. Some of these devices look like anything but a balloon. And it's almost like as if this is China that's doing this, and we don't know for sure, we know some of it is, if this is China that's doing all of this, it looks like as if they're having a good time testing to see what it is that we can do.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, I've watched, drones fly around, and you kind of look at how that they're, how nimble they are and how they're able to move around. And that's just, stuff that civilians can go ahead and purchase. I could imagine that, the things that, governments are able to develop have got to be, a hell of a lot better than that. So, probably has something to do with that.
Now, here's the problem that a lot of us are having. And this comes from Congressman Mike McCall, who happens to be the, Foreign Affairs Committee chairman. He said that the U.S. Air Force on February the 4th, the Chinese surveillance balloon flew over three of our most sensitive nuclear sites in the entire country before we took it down. That's disturbing.
Well, yeah. It's probably not the first time that this has happened. I don't know what they're gleaning from using these balloons. I don't know if they're testing airspeed or whatever it may be, where these are better to use in satellites, because satellites fly over all the time. I don't know. And, they knocked the thing down. And, we still haven't heard much in regards to what type of equipment was there. And then I don't know if they're going to let us know or not. It's the spy craft stuff. This has been going on forever and 10 days. I talked about this, on my program as well. As disturbing as this may be, I mean, it wasn't that long ago when we also got caught spying on our allies. Yep. If you remember 2010, with the, internet searches and emails, Angela Merkel and, it was all these world leaders. So this is what countries do. And I explained this. They said, you see an embassy somewhere. It's basically a place where spies hang out. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, and they operate all over the globe. The idea is not to get caught.
Yeah, you're right. Now, have you seen about our governor, Ron DeSantis, once again? He says Florida will not go down the woke ESG banking road.
Oh, with the investments and
right.
I did see something disturbing though this morning. I didn't get a chance to fully look into it. That the University of South Florida is pushing some far left ideas and actually looking to segregate students and some nonsense like that. I mean, it's off the UK Daily Mail. I got to look into it a little bit further. I would assume that he'll probably put the kibosh on that quickly, too.
Yeah, it's part of the ESG program. You betcha. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's part of what they're trying to do. And you are right. Now, I'm hearing that Wall Street seems to be ending a little bit higher as investors are eyeing inflation data. They're starting to become a little bit more concerned about inflation.
Well, today, you get the next batch of data, retail sales, and everyone is expecting it to come in a little bit hotter than last month, and this is due to energy, but I think it's kind of baked into the cake. It all depends on what the number is. I mean, prices upside, downside will send the markets rocketing in the right direction at this point in time, and what these numbers are going to be, over the short term, good luck with that. I don't know. You got to kind of wait We're still in that period of flux right now. It's going to take some time, and we're going to continue to see overall churn with data numbers, economic numbers, and also the markets.
Now, the United States is reportedly going to sell another 26 million barrels of our strategic oil reserves.
We're selling another?
Selling it.
Is it here, or is it selling it overseas?
Let me see here. Let me read a little bit more here. Biden administration said Monday it's going to sell 26 million barrels. Doesn't say where.
Again, we have to start refilling that sometime soon. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're concerned because, Russia say that they're going to decrease the amount of oil that they are going to be producing by 500,000 barrels. And I don't even necessarily think that they're going to. I think if Russia do that, then they're probably going to turn around and sell it to, South Africa or other places that are willing to buy it. They do it on the spot.
By the way, your city up there, New York and Manhattan, is losing some $12 billion a year because people are working at home remotely.
Oh, yeah. Office space is about 50% occupancy right now. It's a different place. There's no doubt about it. I don't know how they're, I'm not seeing any grand plan in regards to fixing it. I really don't. But they have to come up with something. In regards to maybe trying to create more residential and converting some of these places because, they're difficult to get people to come back. Once the cats out of the bag and people saying, I can operate in other parts of the country and do it at a much lower cost, and it's going to cost less money to hire staff because they're not going to have to pay state taxes and the cost of living is lower. Businesses, they're going to jump all over that, and that's what's going to continue to happen.
Well, Ford Motor Company has said that they're going to invest some $3.5 billion to build a Michigan battery plant.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday, and also they announced they're going to be laying off significant amount of workers in Europe as well. Again, you got this, the EV push continues. And I don't have any problems. You want to go out and buy yourself an EV? I have problems with the subsidies. I do. The fact that you got to help pay for somebody's electric car to me is patently absurd. And, you're also dealing with issues right now where, a lot of these areas of the country put the cart before the horse when it comes to renewable.
Okie dokie. I got the music coming up here. I will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out his website and all the different things that he has to offer. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.